On Monday, it will be 1 year since two American missionaries were kidnapped by an Islamic militant group in the Philippines. The Abu Sayyaf is holding the Americans, along with a Filipino nurse, in the jungles of southern Philippines. Abu Sayyaf has been linked to the Al-Qaeda network, and they are demanding ransom money for their hostages. U.S. forces in the region are assisting the Philippine army in trying to locate exactly where the hostages are being held. From Basilan in the Philippines, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
There are many unanswered questions about the hostages. Where are they being held? What is their physical condition? Are they, in fact, still alive? The last firm evidence came in November when a Filipino journalist was allowed to interview them. The two American missionaries, Martin and Gracia Burnham, appeared weak and emaciated. Since then, the group holding them, Abu Sayyaf, has not released any photos, videos, or other evidence proving that their hostages are indeed alive. Jerry Bayabos, a Philippine police official, says he believes they are still alive, but in very poor health after spending nearly 1 year in the jungle.
The three hostages now, they are very exhausted because of their continuous movement being adopted by the hostage taker in order to avoid the detection from the combat troops.
According to an unconfirmed report, hostage Martin Burnham is so weak he's being carried through the jungle on a stretcher. U.S. forces are in the region, taking part in training exercises with the Philippine Army and assisting in the search for the hostages. This has proved to be an extremely difficult task. Basilan Island, where they're believed to be held, is filled with dense jungle and mountainous terrain, terrain that the Abu Sayyaf know well. Brigadier General Donald Worcester, head of U.S. forces in the southern Philippines, says despite the use of aerial surveillance and other high-tech equipment, the U.S. military has not been able to pinpoint the exact location of the three hostages.
There is no incremental approach. Either you know where they are and you can get them, or you don't know where they are and you're looking. And we're looking for them.
U.S. special forces are on Basilan Island, prepared to help the Philippine Army should they decide to launch a rescue mission. But Philippine law prohibits foreign troops from engaging in combat on Philippine soil, so the U.S. role is likely to be a limited one, helping, for instance, with intelligence or communications. Some analysts say the presence of U.S. troops in the region has actually complicated matters. Abu Sayyaf leaders are worried that should they release their hostages, they would then be subject to an all-out assault by the Philippine Army, recently trained and equipped by the U.S. The Abu Sayyaf, or Father of the Sword, is a loosely organized group of Islamic militants who claim to be fighting for an independent Muslim state in the southern Philippines. But officials here describe the Abu Sayyaf as little more than a criminal gang engaged in kidnapping for ransom. 2 years ago, they snatched 20 people, mostly European tourists, from a diving resort in Malaysia. The Abu Sayyaf eventually released the hostages, but only after receiving an estimated $10 million in ransom money, money that they used to buy new weapons and equipment, including high-speed boats that can outrun anything in the Philippine Navy's fleet. Joel Rocamora, executive director of the Institute for Popular Democracy in Manila, says the Abu Sayyaf has perfected the art of kidnapping.
The Abu Sayyaf will do whatever they feel will earn them the most money and will gain for them the greatest terror impact on the local population.
Abu Sayyaf has shown it is willing to follow through on its threats. It has beheaded several hostages, Filipino teachers and priests, and American businessmen. One of the group's leaders, Abu Sabaya, recently gave a rare interview with Radio Mindanao. Speaking from a jungle hideout, he warned against any rescue attempt. If they try to rescue them, he said, they will be rescuing dead people. We don't want to negotiate anymore, he added. No more negotiations. The same radio station broadcast this message from Orita Burnham, mother of hostage Martin Burnham.
I'd like to send a message to Martin and Gracia. We love you and miss you, and you've been so gone so long. 11 months is a long time now, and it's been hard for you. The children miss you and are waiting for you to come home. You are not forgotten. I love you very much and hope to see you soon. Love, Mom.
The radio station can be heard on Basilan Island where the hostages are being held, but it's not clear if the Burnhams ever heard that message. Meanwhile, at least one U.S. official involved in the case remains optimistic. He says the odds are pretty good that the three hostages will eventually be released. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Basilan Island in the Philippines.